Well, well, well. Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Mr. Salty Show. What do you got going
on
for
guys,
us?
Guys, I need to say this because the panic is the crisis, not the virus. I'm telling every listener on this show to disobey those fucking orders. Do not succumb to this nonsense. Fight. We are Americans. We're better than this. Stop watching the news. Stop contributing to the hysteria. Take these 2 weeks to simmer in anger against this insanity, because this is insane. All right, next, we're going to talk about a new drug that could be a game changer called chloroquine, a drug used to combat malaria that is showing promising results. We'll talk about that. And also, with all this time with family now, how is it affecting the relationships out there? Is it causing divorces? Are we going to get a corona boom? And
no.
Also, silver linings. Tax day has moved to July 15th.
Oh, wow.
All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show!
All right, Heidi. What is going on with the Heidi headlines?
Oh my God, do you know how hard it is to find headlines that don't involve the coronavirus?
Exactly.
Like, to the point where I'm going through it going, I don't have anything that we're not going to be talking about. I'm sure of it.
Bring it up.
You know, National Guard is being pulled in everywhere. Costco, I freaking love this, by the way. Costco and a couple other stores have posted that you will not be allowed to return any of your crazy buying supplies. You are stuck with it, people.
Yeah.
So go out there and be stupid and be foolish and do like we. I spent yesterday a little bit of time yesterday after work and then today trying to just get some things like staple items that we need in the house just because we didn't go grocery shopping. No, we have that.
No,
but
yeah.
We didn't go grocery shopping before we went to Las Vegas this past weekend.
Right.
So we had like we're like in a grocery shortage of our normal things because of this craziness. So we're able to get some things, but like we still don't have hamburger meat. There's still little things that we just can't find on. I can't find
on
the shelf.
I mean, there's still we still have plenty of food, right? We bought a bunch.
We'll make it work.
We bought a bunch of garbage that we don't normally eat, like frozen pizzas, and snack chips, and shit like that.
That's the shit you're gonna have to live off for a little
bit.
Well,
I bought things that because the kids now are at home, so we're gonna be homeschooling the kids starting Monday, and so I had to buy stuff that they would have to eat in the house so we do have some items that we would normally not stock in the house at all, the other thing I noticed is. I love how the grocery stores are all getting, I don't know, you know, I don't know if you guys have gone out and done any shopping at all, just because you need to have stuff, but they've inflated the prices. So what we usually buy the milk was higher this time, all the grocery things that I'm seeing. So I did find today, there was one store that had a pretty decent stock of stuff minus meat. There was no meat there, but Winco. And their prices, I was like, holy shit. I couldn't believe it. Box of cereal, $1.90.
Makes sense.
Fruits and vegetables, cheaper than I've ever seen fruits and vegetables. We did get some looks because we were definitely out of our territory. You can tell we were shopping in somebody else's territory.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
anymore, dude.
Yeah,
so.
There was so much fruit. There were fruits and vegetables. And Connor called me upset because he's been working like crazy up until this. And he's like, Mom, I'm out of toilet paper. And we had some at the house. So
he has a girl living with him.
They each have their own thing. They each have their own thing. But so he's like, okay, I'm moving money over. Can you pick me up a few things while you're out? And so I did, obviously. but I couldn't believe it. And even like pharmaceuticals. He's not getting his diabetic medication that he needs.
Is he going to die?
So you can go down to the health department, apparently, and if it's life in his case or in my mom's case, if they can't get him, they'll give you a special coupon. So you're going to, special coupon so you can get your medications that you need.
This is why I'm calling on everybody to disobey those stupid orders. I'm sorry, man.
It's crazy.
Fucking California, New York. I'm going to talk about it, but I'll let you go with what else is coming, Heidi.
Yeah, so But National Guard is being called in and they're helping stores to like slow the panic down. Costco, I noticed they're only letting so many people in at a time and closing their doors. So like 10 people go in or come out, then they'll let 10 people go in or whatever the number is that they're using. But and they started putting your like if you need toilet, if you want toilet paper, they already have the baskets with the toilet paper in them. So you only get the one basket with the one toilet paper. And when we went to buy milk today, Sam's Club wasn't letting me get more than 1 gallon of milk. So and I'm like, but it. We have eight. No, I did not. But we were buying, my sister-in-law and was buying a gallon and I was buying a gallon. So it was for one of each of us. And they wouldn't let us check it out at the same time. And so we had to like do multiple. It was crazy. But speaking of, so real quick, my brother, my sister-in-law gets home and my brother has installed a commercial industrial hand sanitizer right at the front door. So we walked in and he's like, I didn't see any of y'all hit the hand sanitizer. We're having fun, right? We're at this point, we're having fun. And we have to protect with my family. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do have people that we need to just be aware of. We're not in any danger here in Florida or Arizona. I'm sorry, Arizona. If you look at the numbers, I saw that on your screen. Yeah, I don't know. Are you monitoring the states too? Just the total? The U.S. is a total?
Nothing. It's nothing. Yeah.
So, but it's crazy.
I got a major headline that probably you're not going to bring up and probably not in yours. Something big happened today.
What's up?
Okay. The corruption in D.C. gets thicker with a couple of senators went into business for themselves, apparently, after the closed door session. Yep. And they
insider trading.
They decided to sell some stock. Mm-hmm. Before the collapse, because they knew what was going on and they used this knowledge to sell their stock, make their money. To.
Yeah.
So that and one happen. Of them and you know the big one, Burr, man. No. He's the RNC.
They need to be out.
Not good. Hey,
corruption, power crush, man. And I'm all for
you gotta get rid of them.
Yeah, you gotta stop this bullshit because you know it makes you question everybody who's pushing for this, you know, who made money out of this. You know, it's wrong. And that's one thing I think, what's her name? Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez posted. I was about to like her little tweet because I'm all for that. Definitely. If you work in government and you know certain things that are going to affect the markets and you have stock, that's insider trading. So it can't happen.
Yeah,
and
it's against the law. Yeah.
Well, like, and you know what? It's funny because, you know, we follow the same people and a lot of them actually were like, we are in a pandemic. They're like, I just agreed with AOC, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, shit's gone sideways.
Because that, like you said, and it's on both sides. And unfortunately, the way when you watch CNN, they are going after the Republicans on this. Feinstein, and there's another Democrat. So it's two Republicans, two Democrats that they know of right now. But they're like, oh yeah, the Republicans and you know their fossil fuels and everything. No, it's also the Democrats. So it's called corruption. In Congress, they are privy to so much information that and again, like you said, she brings up a good point. They should have known stock. You're a government official. You know too much. You should not be allowed to own stock. Sorry, but what's to say that your kids don't go buy? I mean, there's ways around it, right? But come on, man. Come on. Be better than that, guys. Come on.
They're not.
Violation of the Stock Act. And they purposely put that in there because they did this shit at the financial crisis. You know, that Obama put that one in. I got to say, you know, that's a good law. I like that law. Anyway.
A bad clock. What is that? What is that term? A debt clock is right at least.
A broken clock.
Yeah, broken clock is only right twice a day.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they say that about Trump, too. So this is...
to your point, Tim, that's like buried in the... That's buried minutia. In the news, in the minutia of all of this.
No, they got to show coronavirus. Yeah. That's more important. They're more important, coronavirus.
Everything else.
All right. So let's get into it. As predicted, more tests are being made. And so there are more people that are being reported to have it, which doesn't prove anything, right? But the media has been so eager to push for more tests, and it's evident why. Because they can report more deaths and gasp in fake shock. they're peddling this nonsense, dude. So they report, oh, look, this famous person's got it. And they vaguely suggest that you're next. It's been only 230 deaths in the United States. calm the fuck down. You are destroying the economy, which will kill vastly more people than this virus. This is irresponsible. It is stupid. And in fact, I'm starting to read some conservatives who are starting to turn and say, yeah, let's do this. And I say, no, I say we need to wake up because look, we didn't believe the media during the Russian collusion, during Ukraine, during the impeachment. Why are we believing them now? Right. And what you're seeing is states are now trying to outdo each other on who does the most to fight against this virus. And it's devolved into stupidity. We're closing down LA for a month, closing down New York. It's 230 deaths. We haven't trusted the media, like I said. Why are we doing it now? It's his insanity, homie. And again, I haven't seen anything to me that proves to me otherwise. 230 deaths is not a reason to shut down the country. Like Jeremy says all the time, there is no reason to do this. In fact, more people will choose not to go to the hospital. Why? Because they're, you know, when you hear the news, oh, we're running out of ventilators, we're running out of this, we're running out of that. And people are like, oh, shit, I'm not even going to go to the hospital. Why go? And they could be, you know, possibly die because they're not going to the hospital. They're not getting these checkups. And so I believe that this hysteria is going to kill more people than the virus does.
Well, that's what I don't want to say that's what they want, but I mean, come on. When I watched Cuomo's press conference today, right? You know, he's calling on everybody. He's like, I'll fund it. I'll invest in it. Anything. All these companies that do vent. Okay, look, we have a shortage. You need it. Great. Let's make it. You made in America. Get some factories up. We have a lot of people unemployed soon because of this. Right. I'm all about that. Right. For the help and the hospitals and all that. But when you start saying, I need the military to come in to help. Now you get the military coming in. Then you tell everybody, New York is on lockdown with the military in there. And everybody's agreeing to this. Yeah. You create fear. You create that. And what does everybody do?
Yeah.
They give up their rights. You know what he's allowed to... You know what's coming next? Martial law. Martial law can be... These states can do martial law. They got the military.
New York City and Philadelphia right now, this is going to be their policy, that they're not going to arrest criminals people who commit petty crime.
California too.
But you could be arrested. You could be arrested if you keep your restaurant open.
Yeah.
Okay. This is insanity, dude. It's stupid. They are promoting and encouraging lawlessness. And like you said, now you're going to have military on the street. Dude, this is, we're quickly going into chaos. Yep.
So Britain already, because they did lockdown, the New York Post just posted today, first person arrested for breaking the law of breaking their quarantine. The curfew. Yeah, they were at a hotel. I didn't read the article fully, but people already like, there it is.
Yeah.
They're already arresting people in Britain, you know, for being outside.
Right now, for work, I'm going out to Nashville actually for work.
Right.
And yeah, so what they gave us a letter, dude. They gave us a letter to carry with us in case the police stops us.
Yeah.
But why are we out? Homie, this is stupid.
You need a letter. You need a letter from your employer.
Yeah.
To walk around the streets in America.
I told my boy.
What America is this?
Dude.
What America are we living in?
So I talked to my buddy. He's you know, he works in the city, and he works at a big building in Manhattan. He keeps it running, and you know, this building has a lot of servers, like, you know, so he's a first, you know, he's considered a, you know, first responder, critical to the infrastructure, blah blah blah. He was talking today. He was given a card again to show I'm allowed in the city. I'm allowed to be out on the street. You have a card. Last time, I don't like saying this, and I know this is going to make people listening cringe.
Say it. I know exactly what you're going to say.
The last time they started giving people cards when they were allowed on the street and told everybody to go home, what was that?
World War II.
What was that the beginning of? That was Nazi Hitler. That was not... this is...
The first
concentration
one.
Camps, no, the Gestapo. Second
one. This was the second one.
Yep. Second World War, yeah.
Yeah, when Hitler, you know, told...
Yep.
Oh, you're talking about over there.
All the businesses closed. All the Jewish-run businesses had to close.
Yeah.
You had to stay in. You had to wear a little, you know, your name tag. Then they started rounding you up. Then all of a sudden, this is fucking dangerous. When they said the military is showing up, I'm sorry, man. This is dangerous. I understand why they're saying they need it, but do they really need it? Why not have big business that say they care start manufacturing this shit? But hold them to the fire. Let them start setting up shop. You know what I mean? Like, come on. It's too much. I think it's too much.
Laura Ingraham tweeted this, and it's so true. LA officials can shut down California officials can shut down the entire state of California in one day. But these same people, when pressed on immigration, say, we can't shut down the entire border and deport millions. Now, what happened to this idea if illegals stopped working for one day, the economy would collapse? Right? Now you're telling the whole country not to, you know what I'm saying? Like, liars, all of them.
Yeah.
Fucking liars. This is why, again, I say, do not succumb to this madness. Fight it. This is insanity. And if the people, because this happened in Germany, if people are willing and they're like, oh yeah, this is important because we're trying to, for national security, for my
Give
safety,
up your rights.
For my health. Bullshit. And again, I love Trump. I'm a big Trump fan, but this is not good. And I'm going to call it. This is not good. There should be, you know, he's doing a good job in keeping the people calm. But at the same time, he's giving these states too much power by him saying that he's allowing these states to do this insanity. And of course, it's the liberal states that are the first ones to impose this type of bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But don't you think that's a smart play on his behalf? Think about it. How, I mean, look, not California citizens right now are tweeting out they are pissed. They are not happy. Well, don't you think they're going to start picking up and voting the other direction? Like, let these people be crazy.
You know what's going to happen?
And while he's publicly put on Twitter, he's like, no. I'm not saying that we need to have this lockdown, this shutdown, this whatever. States are going to do what states can do. I'm letting states mandate what states want to do.
Unfortunately, with this, and I gotta call them out, you know, and I've seen the numbers, you know, but I'm gonna call it out. In the beginning, it's nothing. Nah, they didn't start documenting the numbers. First couple cases, still nothing, guys. And then all of a sudden, it's like, fuck. You know what I mean? So when he's going, no, dude, when you're seeing it happen all over the place and every government is telling people basically shut down, we're going to this man-made recession. When people are saying shut down business, I get they're trying to stop a spread. They're using the spread of the virus for it. But, dude, it is dangerous.
Yeah,
man.
But you're just contradicting the whole conversation about how we shouldn't be shutting shit down. And one thing is, first of all, Trump is like a parent, right? He is sitting on this podium trying to take care of all of his millions and millions and millions of children behind him. Okay, so let's put our parenting hat on for a second. Like, I do the same shit. I talk shit down all the time with my kids. Like, nah, it's not a big deal. Nah, it's not a big deal. And then, oh, shit, no, that's a broken bone. Or, oh, shit, no, that's a concussion. So he's still human. And he's doing what we as regular, logical people, thinking people do. Like, no, this isn't a big deal. We don't need to cause a hysteria. We don't need to cause a panic. And then, okay, this is starting to get a little more serious. This thing's mutating. What did he say? It's like mutated so many multiple times. They can't find a vaccine because of it. It's got a different genetic strand to it that we just can't figure out how to fix right now. He's coming out and saying that, and he's trying to do what's best, but he's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't. He didn't react fast enough. Oh, you're being racist. But wait, what? If he reacted too soon, you're being crazy because you're whatever. And then, so he held off, he waited. Like, he's doing everything he can possibly do. And he's a fucking rock star, man. I don't envy
anybody in that position. But unfortunately, this is what the leader of the free world is supposed to, you got to deal with this shit. And you could, I mean, I looked at his face today. He looks
stressed.
Beat, man.
He's
he looks
worried.
Beat. Yeah, his eyes are white. The rest of him is orange.
He's been like
he's trying to take care of millions and millions and millions of his kids. He's trying to take care of us.
On Trump, let me talk about this. So, like you said, Heidi, he's doing certain good things. I've said this before. He's breaking a lot of that red tape, a lot of that bureaucracy. FDA is one of those examples. I'm going to talk about that. And insanity. Trump calls out the media for calling him racist when he stopped flights from China. This is the first video I'm going to show you guys. Again, he calls them out, and he needs to, because these people were the same people that criticized him when he shut
you
down.
You did say a few days ago, though, you did have a sense that this was a pandemic that was coming. So why was the United States not prepared with more testing?
We were very prepared. The only thing we weren't prepared for was the media. The media has not treated it fairly. I'll tell you how prepared I was. I called for a ban from people coming in from China long before anybody thought it was. In fact, it was your network. I believe they called me a racist because I did that. It was many of the people in the room. They call me racist and other words because I did that, because I went so early. So when you say we weren't prepared, had I let these tens of thousands of people come in from China a day, we would have had something right now that would have been you wouldn't have even recognized it compared to where we are. How many people have passed away? How many people have died as of this moment? You could multiply that by a factor of many, many, many. So when you say that I wasn't prepared, I was the first one to do the ban.
So remember when the media was all up in arms about Russian collusion all day? They kept saying Russian collusion, Russian collusion. How's that not racist? You see what I'm saying? Like, and he can't call it the Wuhan virus. It came from China, right? So these people, they contradict themselves. Now, here's another. And I love this video here that I'm going to show you guys, because, again, the media is feeding this craziness, right? And so Trump decides to give them a taste of their own medicine by making them sit further apart and socially distancing in this press conference that is normally full packed of people. So that means he's gotten rid of half of them who press him on questions. And you can see it in their faces that they're not happy about it, but they can't come out and criticize him because he's doing what they should be doing. So he basically tells them, you guys are too close. In fact, you know what? I may get rid of half of you, the ones that I don't like.
I'm going to look it up.
And you can see them in their face. They're like, you know, they have this like, no, not me. Look, you know, anyway. Yeah, dude, these people are scum. They're scum, homie. And I'm going to show you that video, and I'm going to show you his response, which, again, is a great response. The guy's quick-witted, and I love it.
I'll just follow up. John, go ahead. Dead. What do you say the Americans were scared, though? I guess nearly 200 dead, 14,000 who were sick, millions, as you witness, who are scared right now. What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism, and the same with NBC and Comcast. I call it Comcast. Let me just ask for whom you work. Let me just tell you something. That's really bad reporting. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might and it might not. I happen to feel good about it, but who knows? I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens.
Destroyed. John. Destroyed. He destroyed.
Get off my lawn. Okay. That's exactly what that was. Hey. He had a get off my lawn moment. He had a boomer moment.
You know, I think right now, because people obviously now are working from home, you know, like they got time to start watching. And his approval rating has gone up. He's at 55%. The guy is obviously doing something right. Yeah, 55%, man. So he's climbing in the polls, and, you know, again, but I fear that if this lasts too long, the nation may turn against him, and he's got to play this smart. Another thing that's interesting is, I think you sent us this, Tim, Ilhan Omar. Again, we're living in interesting times, crazy times. Ilhan Omar praises Trump. She says, politics aside, this is incredible and the right response in this critical time. She says, Trump's, the New York Post reported this. I don't know, man. I don't know what to make out of this. A lot of liberals are coming out and praising him. I'm always leery or suspicious of their motives. Liberals love big government expansion. And, you know, I don't like praises from liberals for stuff that he does, especially when it's a lot, you know, big government overreach.
I have a theory on this. So reading an article just earlier. There's a big push right now, right, at the DNC. They are using this whole thing, this whole pandemic, to raise a lot of money because they're going, you see how he is? Yep. And they're starting to get to people going, shit.
Oh, who is?
How Trump is.
What did he do?
Him yelling at the media. And do you really want a president that's going to yell at the media for asking questions? That's what the media... And people are donating a lot of money now to the DNC. There's a lot of money, and they're not covering it in the news because they don't want to tip the hat.
Why you need to listen to the Salty Show, because I said this 2 weeks ago that Democrats, because somebody tweeted out and said, hey, I subscribe to these Democrats and they're starting to send this type of shit, and like I said, they're trying to profit from this tragedy, quote unquote, because, you know what I'm saying, like, this is sick, and so it benefits them to have people hysterical, because the more people are hysterical and distrustful of the president, the more that they're going to donate to the Democratic Party. Yep. Anyway, we're going to move on to another topic, which is still on this topic, but another branch of it. So chloroquine, and I'm gonna be honest with you guys, up until today I hadn't heard of what chloroquine is. And I did a little bit of research to, you know, find out what, you know, how does this work and whatnot. One of the interesting things that when I did some research on this, I ran into a video that actually described coronavirus, and that it did it really well. Now, I'm just going to hit some of the points that they mentioned, which is, again, you know, just so that we know how this virus works. And then I'm going to speak on that. So basically, the virus, as we know, targets intestines and the lungs, especially. The lungs are basically lined with cells that protect it. Well, the virus infects the cell, and it basically has the cell reproduce the virus, right? And so after a certain amount of this coronavirus, it overwhelms the cell basically dies, and then these coronaviruses continue releasing. That's how it multiplies itself. After millions of cells are infected, the immune system will kick in, and what the coronavirus will do is it will also infect those immune cells, and those infected immune cells tend to overreact, and so they'll start killing everything like a nuke going off, right? They suck at even good cells, and then they're what are called T cells, right? And these T cells basically they go around, right, to find the virus. They order the virus cells to basically commit suicide. But along with that, and again, the body just overreacts. It tells regular cells to also, commit suicide, and the cells die. After people start recovering from it, there's been so much destruction to this protection layer. The body, after it fights the virus, they're exposed and infected by bacteria, which normally is harmless because, again, of this layer. And so that's when people start getting pneumonia, and typically that's what causes the death, right? So this is how the virus works. Now, one of the things that they talked about was comparing a fast pandemic versus a slow pandemic, and the reason why we're moving towards this basically social, keeping everybody away and not being, because they want to basically have a slow pandemic, because a slow pandemic means that the healthcare system can be able to respond, right? Have enough beds, have enough ventilators, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And whereas a fast pandemic, you know, it overwhelms the system. There's not enough people, and just people die because they can't get care. Okay. So now, if the response of the government is suggested to aim for the slow of the pandemic by creating this social distancing and closing everything down, couldn't it be said that the panic on the population, panic created, can have the same effect, right? We're trying to avoid, which is the influx on the healthcare system. Now, going to chloroquine, discovered in the 1940s, it was used to treat malaria. Again, this has been here for this long. Now, the FDA has approved clinical trials. Trump announced it this week when he was meeting with governors, and he approved. It's been approved though as a, what did he call it? A compassionate for compassionate use. Basically, what he already passed at his executive order, where people have the right to try a medicine if they are in the, on their deathbed. Now, and here's the thing: the doctor, Dr. Fauci, I'm gonna talk about him a little bit, but right now there's only been what are called in vitro studies, basically in labs, that prove that the drug works. And there's been rumors that France has tried this and has had great results. Now, Dr. Fauci goes and contradicts Trump on the effects of the drug because they had a press conference, and he goes out and contradicts him, saying that there isn't enough evidence to prove its success. And so I'm going to play this video for you guys so you guys can see that there is a disconnect here between the task force and Trump. And this guy obviously is a guy leading the task force to fight coronavirus.
For people who are infected with coronavirus, is there any evidence to suggest that, as with malaria, it might be used as a prophylaxis against COVID-19?
No, the answer is no. And the evidence that you're talking about, John, is anecdotal evidence. So as the commissioner of FDA and the president mentioned yesterday, we're trying to strike a balance between making something with a potential of an effect to the American people available at the same time that we do it under the auspices of a protocol that would give us information to determine if it's truly safe and truly effective. But the information that you're referring to specifically is anecdotal. It was not done in a controlled clinical trial, so you really can't make any definitive statement about it.
Without seeing too much, I'm probably more of a fan of that than maybe than anybody. But I'm a big fan, and we'll see what happens. And we all understand what the doctor said is 100% correct. It's early, but I've seen things that are impressive, and we'll see. We're going to know soon. Including safety. But, you know, when you get that safety, this has been prescribed for many years for people to combat malaria, which was a big problem, and it's very effective. It's a strong drug. So we'll see.
Fairly effective against SARS.
It was as I understand that. Is that a correct statement? It was fairly effective on SARS.
John, you've got to be careful when you say fairly effective. It was never done in a clinical trial. They compared it to anything. It was given to individuals and felt that maybe it worked. So,
was there anything to compare it to?
Well, that's the point. Whenever you do a clinical trial, you do standard of care versus standard of care plus the agent you're evaluating. That's the reason why we showed back in Ebola.
All right, so what I want to say about this, so he basically says that there's not enough evidence to prove that it works. So my question is, this drug has been around for many years, and you're telling me there's been no clinical trials? Why not?
Well, yeah, so they've right? done...
That's the FBI...
It sounds to me like they've done the clinical trials on people with malaria, because obviously they've been prescribing it for that for 80 years.
Obviously, it's not good enough for people to be able to take. It's not going to kill somebody, right?
Now, right. It's not going to make you grow a third arm or a fifth eye, right?
So
it's,
this is why I think, again, and what I'm saying is the FDA, right? This guy, this is one thing. This pandemic should prove how inefficient and inadequate governments and bureaucracies can be. But Trump is pushing against it, and you heard him that, and you can see that there is a disagreement there. Again, this exposes the FDA and that it's a barrier against medical progress is what I'm going to say. This order that Trump passed to allow people who are at their deathbeds to be allowed to try this is genius, and we'll know the truth soon enough. Now, an interesting piece in that exchange shows some cognitive dissonance coming from this Dr. Fauci. He says it was tested on people. This is what he said. He said it was tested on people, and they felt that it may have worked. That's what he said. I can rewind it for you guys and say, but he said it did. But my question is, what do you mean? What they felt? Wouldn't their survival prove that it worked? Their feelings are.
Yeah, but they just started. So first of all, they just started this testing on Monday.
Again, France
has
tested
40,
it.
And like has, they did 40 in their, I'm going to say their clinical trials, because they tested it on humans. They were 40 for 40.
Yeah. So, but my point is, we're talking about in the past week, what you guys, there's so much information I know out there. And so everybody's going to read what they read and then pick out what they want to pick out. But we've got to remember that one of the things about this thing that is scary for people is it mutates. One, two, there's, you do not build an immunity. So like when you go out and you get,
I don't know how
pox,
accurate that is of what you're saying, that it mutates. I don't.
Okay,
I've
but
never
that's
heard.
The same thing with everything else that we're reading. How accurate is any of it? How accurate is any of the information that is being fed? So for him to say, yeah, he feels like it's working, sure, but he's also taking into account that he sees immunities are not built to this. So yeah, you can get treated for it, but it doesn't guarantee that it's not going to come back around and get you. It also, they also don't know at this point in time. So yeah, it cured those 40 people in France, but right. It cured them. But are they still a host?
I'll tell you this. Right. So if one of your, God forbid, you know, your grandparents or parents gets this, I guarantee you, you will say, let's give it a try.
Oh,
and that's all
I'm
not that Trump
disagreeing.
Is saying. Let's
100%.
Give this a try.
But again,
the doctor's saying no. That's what I'm telling you. That doctor is saying no because there hasn't been any clinical trials for it. And that's the disagreement that they're having.
Yeah, but
and so from what I'm saying is Trump is doing the right thing. He's got common sense. He's saying, look, that's why he called it compassionate use.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So for me, this is why I look at this doctor and I'm like, bro, just because, you know, it doesn't have the stamp of approval of the FDA, to me, this is why when people are in power corrupts, right? The FDA is so fucking inadequate that the fact that they approved this in record time, to me, again, it reveals that there is so much barrier and so much bureaucracy that there could be solutions to many things, but government stands in the way of this bullshit.
Yeah, because it'll bite them in the ass too. This doctor is thinking about, and I'm not saying that I disagree or agree with you. What I'm saying is this doctor is doing just what everybody else does, trying to make sure that his ass, holy shit, if he's fucking wrong and people start dying right and left, the world is going to fry him. So he's going out and he's saying, hey, yeah, look, I can't stand by this because we haven't clinically tried it to approve it in this situation, because he's got to think about his future just like the rest of us do.
Well, he's only got so many years
left.
Let me ask you this.
It's like saying this, right? To me, you have to have a level of common sense. Okay.
Sure.
Would I suggest people not wear seatbelts? No. In general, seatbelts may save your life, most likely. However, is there that one instance where the seatbelt doesn't come off of you on a car that's burning and it might kill you? Yes. In that point, you probably shouldn't have worn a seatbelt.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is that there's no common sense. That doctor is the person that say, well, you know, based on what I've seen, it's like, no, let's have some common fucking sense. If this is a real pandemic, we should allow people to be able to try this in their fucking deathbed.
But
I'm telling you, Heidi, is that they haven't been doing for so long. The FDA has stood up against this kind of stuff because this is fucking government. This is bureaucracy. And this it did it right now because this is record time and the president's pushing for this. But I guarantee you this motherfucker would not have approved it if it was somebody else pushing this. And again, this is what I'm saying, is that we need to have some fucking common sense. And again, the silver lining is here. Trump is exposing this fucking bullshit, because I guarantee you the FDA has been the fucking reason for a lot of people not getting treatments that they need.
I mean, you heard him go, when the reporter said, hey, this was even, you know, we've seen this even in some cases with SARS. And he's like, whoa, again, you know, you got to be careful about the words you use. He's like, yes, we've seen it, but his words were, it wasn't in a controlled test, basically, right? So they're just doing it.
Yeah,
but it didn't get the FDA approval. Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
In a controlled
environment. And again, if they just fly by their pants, issuing shit out, they're going to get fucking fried because, right. Oh, you gave this out and you didn't get it approved.
Right, but this is why people, when they talk about a lot of the medicine and a lot of the treatments in Europe, like, hey, how come I can just go to Europe and get blood transfusions whenever I want? You know, I can get old blood taken out, new blood taken in. They have breakthroughs in stem cells and everything. In this country, we're like, no, because we say stem cells is, you know, they use the religious angle in stem cells. You know what I mean? Medicine's supposed to help cure. If there's cures to help people with cancer, and they make too much money. They make too much money on fear. They make so much money on you know, when you take it to like stem cells, right? They make a shitload of money on all the pills they sell people, all the chemo, all this. But if you can fucking, I've seen things where they've printed, they 3D printed a freaking lung basically, and like, oh yeah, we could put this in somebody right now, but we can't try this because the FDA won't allow it.
The reason why I'm a little salty about this Dr. Anthony Fauci is because after this, right, this, he's obviously displeased with Trump doing this, right? And so he decides to go and undermine Trump. He goes on to CNN, Trump's arch nemesis, and basically undermines what Trump is trying to do. And this is that's why I don't like it. And I'm going to call him out for it, because you shouldn't be able to do it. If you're leading Trump's task force to fight this, why are you going to CNN and undermining the president? Now, again, this is why I say thank God for Trump that he stands up against these fools, against the purveyors of incompetency. And I was even reading, looking up some tweets, and people are even saying he's got to be a Hillary plant. Hillary put him in there. You know what I mean?
Dude, like, so I got to. So the fact that somebody's so against positive results, why is that?
Medical?
Let's ask that question. If he's on his side, and then this report came out in France that they've tried this, and the first question to him is going, we've had this for 50 years and you guys never tried this, and you get those answers. Exactly. And then when Trump does his Trump thing, oh, we're going to do this, and Fauci comes, nah. Now all of a sudden now, if Trump is right and Fauci's wrong, mm-hmm. Who looks bad?
Yeah,
exactly. Fauci and everybody in the FDA. So if Fauci's trying to cover his ass and now goes on CNN, because, you know, if you go on Fox and say, well, we have this drug, and they're going to be like, we need to try this. Why are you talking bad about it? You go on CNN, now everybody's like, oh, yeah, Trump's not a doctor. He doesn't know shit about this. He's going to give a malaria drug to somebody to stop a lung disease, and he doesn't know what he's doing.
You don't need to be a...
It drives the narrative.
You don't need to be a doctor to have some common sense and say, hey, a person's in their deathbed. They're desperate for anything. What is this thing going to do? Kill them more than what the virus did? No, let's fucking try it. And that's all that Trump is saying. And that's why he said we're going to push it. And obviously it angered this doctor, because you can see him. He's like, they're upset about him doing this. Now, moving on.
But that's why he's such a rock star. That's exactly why we hired Trump to begin with. Well, those of us that hired him.
Now, by the way,
same difference.
There's a... in that, so I'm going to show you. So he goes on to CNN. He talks to Sanjay Gupta. Now, I'm just going to show you, because again, he throws basically. That's not it. There's a video of him. He goes on to Sanjay Gupta. Now, Sanjay Gupta is a medical contributor, or CNN whatever panelist, and this is interesting, because if you look at this now, I'm not about hysterias or conspiracy theory-ish, but the media, I think, is reading from a movie script, and this guy kind of highlights that. I want to show you this. Again, this is Sanjay Gupta, the CNN contributor, and this is the movie called Contagion. Okay, this movie came out, I think, in 2011 or so. And again, this is a real CNN contributor, and he came out in this movie, and I want you to watch this.
Doctor who's been consistently reporting on CNN about the coronavirus.
Pass away from the coronavirus. Everything we are doing right now is to help.
Now check this shit out. Now look, this is Lawrence Fishburne in the movie Contagion. Listen to what Blood say.
But right now, our best defense has been social distancing. No handshaking, staying home when you're sick, washing your hands frequently.
And look who Blood talking to.
To date.
Ain't that the nigga from CNN? Or am I tripping?
We're still working on confirming that number.
Freelance journalist.
The CDC, this is Blood from CNN in the movie Contagion. Come on now. I mean, I ain't no conspiracy theory motherfucker, but this is a hell of a coincidence. And he telling us to do what we got to do right now in real life in the movie.
Is that in order to become...
Isn't that, I mean, again... I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it's got to make you question certain things. It's like, I don't know.
Well, the thing is they've been giving the same advice every year for the flu, because it's the flu. Exactly. All right. They give the same advice. Don't kiss on people you don't know. Don't lick tables. Don't lick phone booth handle. Don't lick your keyboard.
Airplane toilet seat.
Don't lick your airplane toilet seat. Stay away from people who are sick. And wash your hands as much as you need to. This is the common stuff that's been happening for the last 30 fucking years, and all of a sudden is blowing up to be this big ass thing that it's not.
So let's go back to the original you know, thing, you know, the original explanation from Nelson.
Yep.
The fear.
Yes.
And the concern is what this thing is doing to the body. You know what I mean? Like, this is putting your body, like, this is destroying your body, then causing, it's destroying your lungs, then it's causing your body to destroy your, you know, your immune system to you know, as you put it, fucking throw a nuclear bomb off in your body to destroy anything. So now you're so fucking low that a sneeze, you know, a piece of shit lands on you with a piece of bacteria can kill you. And it's spreading so fast. And they don't know what the hell this is. When everybody goes, what the fuck? Wait, there's, I see two sides to this. I see both sides. It's the, what the fuck is this shit? But then there's the other side going, huh, everybody's on lockdown. They're forcing everybody willingly into their homes and shutting down their businesses, forcing them to lose everything. Take every dollar away from your four, you know, all your profits for the last 3 years. Like, mm-hmm. everything has been reset and it's going to keep going. So I'm going to ask the next question. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but Jesus Christ, you go from touting the best economy in the world. We're winning, moving jobs back to the U.S., doing everything right, fulfilling everything you're saying or what you ran on, right? And now all of a sudden, 4 weeks, if you go to that chart from Johns Hopkins and you turn it to the mobile side and then you go down to the in the charts, when they started checking it, you can see like February 13th was the biggest spike. And then after that, the market started going down. February 20th, the stock market really started taking a shit. And then it's been up and down. The second biggest spike for the totals was on Friday the 13th, 30 days later from the first big spike. Right. And it was like double from what it was February 20th. So these numbers, they're showing them. But if you look at the original numbers, it's like this. It's boop, 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 boop. You know, a couple hundred, a thousand here, a thousand. Boom. 15,000. Then it goes back down. Boom. 30,000. You're like, whoa, what the hell? So there's some weird shit going on here, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was manufactured in a lab, manufactured from a guy eating a bat like the original thing was. This is crazy shit, man.
Going on that conspiracy theory that you said, here's a doctor guy, and he actually talks about a little bit, again, going on this whole conspiracy theory. It's a two-minute video, but it's interesting to watch.
I'm a very objective person. I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist. I like data. I like real objective facts. I like ones and zeros. But there's something a little funny about this coronavirus. And we talked about this yesterday, the fact that the virus, normally viruses affect the very young, the immunocompromised, the elderly. And, you know, what's interesting is this one doesn't tend to affect the young much at all. In fact, these immune systems that are very immature, they don't have all the antibodies and all the other components that they need to fight the viruses, the bacteria, the funguses. But they're actually doing okay with this virus, almost like it's been modified to do this. Okay, maybe we're supposed to just believe it just happened by chance. But then also interesting about this virus is normally it takes, by the time your mucous membranes are already swelling up from the virus and we're getting all these symptoms of congestion and cold and cough, you know, that's when finally we have a high enough viral load that you can be contagious. This one, you're actually very contagious early. I think the gap is almost like 5 days, last I heard. So it's made for rapid spread. It's made to only affect people that are more disabled or immunocompromised and elderly. In other words, the people that are less likely to contribute to a society. The people that, if you were concerned about population control, that aren't really contributing as much, in fact, are more of a burden, if you would say, on the different parts of a healthcare system and other support systems. Also interesting, China's a very large country, okay? North to south, about 3,400 miles, about 3,250 miles east to west. And in this mammoth-sized country, right here sits Wuhan, where the outbreak was. Well, isn't it interesting that the actual Wuhan Institute, the virology, Virus Research Institute, is like right here. And right here, only 20 miles apart, is the fish market. So this mammoth country, There's the fish market where it was found the first time. There's the Institute for Virus Research. Boy, the chances are just incredible. Now, maybe, again, I'm not a bunch of conspiracy theorists and I'm just making too much of this, but I want to see what y'all think about this.
Interesting, right? I mean, I remember when the virus first broke out, I saw this piece and I was looking for it after I saw this video. I was looking for this and I was trying to find it. I'm like, where is this? This was back, I think the first time we talked about it, Tim, was it back in January? I think during the whole impeachment thing, I think I brought it up.
Yeah.
And one of the things, that piece that I had read talked about how maybe this was developed in a lab by China as a way to create chaos and panic and basically bio warfare, in other words. And, you know, this guy makes some good points. Again, it's, you know, leaning on that conspiracy theorist type of approach, but go ahead.
But like, to your point and to what he said, normally you're most contagious when you're up to here and you talk to somebody, you kiss somebody, you're sneezing and everything. Boom. This is almost, they say that you can test positive and have no symptoms and just be a carrier. Right. That's what's crazy about this. This is why they're almost telling everybody to stay home, because two out of the three of us could have it.
Or one,
and just no symptoms, or zero, right? But one of us could have it. We show no signs, right? I go to your house because you're like, oh, Tim's cool. Wash your hands, take your temperature, no big deal. I go to your house, you're having a fucking barbecue in 2 weeks, your parents are over. Now your mom gets sick.
Right.
Well, nobody here was showing any symptoms,
right.
No temperature, right. All clean in their hands, no nothing. There's a little meat to this that nobody's talking about. That's the problem. When you tell everybody to stay home and you go, I don't know who the fuck has it. And I can't do 350 million tests because even if I tested everybody in this country, it takes 5 days, like 3 to 5 days to get the results. It's too late at that point. I can't test it. So if I tell everybody to stay home for 2 weeks, right. And I know this thing shouldn't be active anymore, it dies if it's not activated. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe this is the only way truly to stop something you have no idea, because when everybody scratches their head and goes, wait a minute, I could just walk next to somebody that is completely fine, but I'm a host and I'm transferring it to people.
And they're saying kids, they're finding kids are the biggest host.
Yeah.
Kids are carrying it.
That other thing I sent you guys that was completely conspiracy theorists, it starts off where they're saying all these people that are these celebrities and famous people that are getting it they're really being arrested. They're just waiting. You know what I mean? But they said it's all started because of vaccines. All the people that were big on vaccines and forcing it are the ones, you know, quote unquote, being arrested, but or getting sick. And they're saying they're, you know, OK, but they're really they're on arrest, but they're trying to save their names and shit. You know what I mean? It's really crazy. It's fucking insane because I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know who to believe, what to believe. I read this, I read that. I don't know about you guys. I don't trust any of it.
Look, obviously the president is privy to a lot of information that the general population is not, right? And maybe there is. Maybe there is. This is the reason why he's coming out this way. While you still want to keep everybody calm, at the same time, you realize, hey, China just unleashed this. And what is the best approach to fight it? Okay. If it's that and this is what he's doing it, then okay. But I don't know that. Yeah, Jim.
I have a question. They keep talking about these tests. So they give somebody, we had a shortage of these tests, and then all of a sudden we have tests to be given to people when they drive up on the side of the road. But you have someone today who goes in and gets tested, and they're shown to not have, you know, 5 days later they get the results saying, hey, congratulations, you don't have coronavirus or you don't have Wuhan virus, whatever. But
China virus.
Within that 5 days where I'm waiting for my results, I go to work and I'm exposed to somebody who has it. And then, so what, am I just supposed to continually take these tests to see if I have what is the point of the test? Right. Other than to, after you get sick and you go to the doctor and they don't know which flu you have, then they can do the test and go, yeah, you just had the regular flu that everybody, that the normal flu that we get, or no, you had the coronavirus. I can understand that after someone is showing symptoms of being sick, but what's the point of doing it if you have no symptoms?
Right. Well, that's Trump says that.
Yeah, but they're not allowing you to.
Yeah.
Only people that are getting tested is if you show symptoms or have been exposed.
Right. And I think
you can't just go get it.
You can drive up on the side of the road.
You can.
In some places.
You can, but you have to have an appointment. Or you have to have an appointment and have the symptoms. If you roll up there and saying, hey, and they go, dude, you're fine. Like you show no symptoms. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah.
They're not testing for hosts. They're testing for the ones that are sick, because if they're sick, they're the ones that are going to cost money.
Right.
You might have it and not get sick. Sorry. I'll let you get it. If you have it and you're not showing any symptoms, go stay home. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're not costing no money. You're not costing insurance and hospitals money and taking beds away from people that need it. So that's why,
So Connor was told, because he called, like I was saying earlier, there's been problems with him getting his prescriptions. So he calls and they said to him at his, he went in for a doctor's appointment. They canceled all doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, don't call us unless it's an emergency. You cannot come in unless it's an emergency. And the only way that you can even be cleared to come in is if you've called first, explained what's going on, and then they'll let you in. And they're doing this now at the hospitals, at doctor's offices, at the ERs, at urgent cares. Like, you could try and get in, but you're going to be turned away because you have to be showing certain symptoms before they'll let you in.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
And Trump even said that so every morning Trump's been doing a White House briefing for the nation. And he even said the same thing. We are not just going to go out and start testing people just to test people. You show symptoms, and they are the right symptoms, then we'll waste the money to test you on this. Which is why when we went to urgent care for me a few weeks ago, they didn't test for any of that stuff, because they're like, no, she's probably right. This stuff is where it's at, and this is where we're treating this.
You know, and because I know one of the big things right now, the elitists, I'm going to call them the elitists because that's what they've been deemed. There's a lot of controversy because they're all able to get tested without going to any doctors. And they're like, how is the rich able to get all this? Because they're in this certain medical. I was reading they're
community
in this certain
or whatever.
Yeah. They pay $5,000 a month to have certain kind of medical. With that, they get top of the line shit. Right. But that's why, like, the guy, I forget how to say his name, the actor that just got it, that was in contact with the Canadian PM's wife. He got it, and it was like, how the hell is he getting tested? All the NBA guys are getting, like, how are they getting tested before everybody? Like, how are all the...
Yeah.
The same way Magic Johnson doesn't have AIDS anymore, or HIV anymore.
So, anyway, it's crazy. I know.
On a lighter note, guys, who did this to Nancy Pelosi?
Deserve a coordinated, science-based, and whole government response to keep them
alive. Oh, my God. Wait. Pause that. Wait, pause it for a second. So her eyebrows are up here. Then she's got them drawn. Dude, somebody doctored that video.
It's the toilet paper earring.
No, that's the way her eyebrows are.
I'm looking at her eyebrows.
That's the way her eyebrows are.
No.
Yes.
Timmy's all looking at her eyebrows, and the rest of the world's looking at her toilet paper.
I'm straight at the eyebrows because it looks fucked up. You see the eyebrows, and then, like, she draws them in there. Like, I've never noticed that to just now.
Are you kidding me? Her eyebrows have always been like that. Always.
Dude, that's fucking bad. Like, somebody gave her the wrong Sharpie, dude.
Hello? How about the white strips hanging from her ears?
Basically, somebody did a Nancy Pelosi, she's talking, giving a press conference, and she's got toilet paper earrings on. They look, it did look so real.
It's like a hoop earring
with the toilet paper in them. This is hilarious.
Honestly, I didn't even government response to keep
them and their loved ones. I'm like, who did this? it's freaking hilarious.
How about the tongues hanging off her ears?
dear Lord.
Jesus.
Okay,
Christ,
so I'm gonna show you guys one more another video here. This is Melania Trump giving us some advice now. Oh my god.
But, oh, yeah. So I got something about this, too.
So I'm once you're done with Melania. And, again, I could listen to this all day. I like the accent, but then when you start hearing her talk about being
Hello,
dirty
parents
and staying clean. Oh, all day.
I want to speak with you about a few practical ways.
Oh, I just came.
Can stay healthy
oh, my God.
This time of disruption because of the coronavirus. First, hand washing is essential. Find a song your children can sing for 20 seconds while washing their hands. This will show them the importance of washing off germs and the correct time needed to make dirty hands clean.
Mm, dirty.
Children should wash their hands after coming in from outside.
Coming.
After coughing, sneezing, or blowing.
I could listen to her all day.
Second,
tell me what you need me to do, Melania. Tell me what you want me to do, Melania.
So disrespectful.
Is how germs can
it
spread.
Is. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Children who feel sick should stay home, except to get medical care. I encourage parents to let children know this will
Do you think
not
Trump?
Last.
You think Trump could ever actually please her?
Oh my God!
Like I know she had a baby.
His
I know
billions?
She. Had,
I'm sure.
No. But like as she's doing, she's like, Donald. And you know what I mean? Like, she get nothing out of it. She's like, as soon as she's done, she's like, now I go masturbate. Like,
Stop.
I'm sorry. I don't see Trump as like the guy that's a master in bed.
And this
really?
Is why
how?
Kim
how
has
do you
no
not?
Girlfriend.
Oh my God. If you take that dominance like, into the bedroom.
He'd be like, you like my billions? You like my billions?
Oh, yeah. And look, I'll tell you this. If she was a Democrat, a Democrat's
love
president's
her.
Wife.
They'd love her.
The media would be nonstop all over her.
Look how elegant
how inclusive
she is.
It is. She's an immigrant to our country. Oh God! Yeah. I mean, like the fact that she gets ignored by the media is you know unbelievable.
Well, because that
anyway.
Shows he did good. I want to say something real quick.
All right, go ahead.
So today Friday the 20th it was Barron Trump's birthday today.
14th birthday,
right?
Happy birthday.
So she put a tweet out there today wishing her son a happy birthday. Let me tell you something. There's some really fucked up people in this world. Like some of the comments, I'm like, why? Why would you even, like, what makes you even think about that? Why would you even write any of that shit? Like, she's wishing
Scum.
Her 14-year-old son happy birthday. He's 14 years old. He's a kid. Leave him the fuck alone.
You know why, Tim?
If you can't
you
say happy
why?
Birthday, don't say nothing. You know what I mean? Don't say
you
nothing. Sorry. This is...
TDS. Trump derangement syndrome.
This is disgusting.
Now,
it's a child.
I'm going to end this on a good note.
Please do.
Blumpkin?
Because again, all this hysteria and all this and all that. And during these times, again, the character of people is reflected on how you react, right? Now, here's something good. Chick-fil-A, man.
Yeah.
Delivers thousands of free meals to hospital staff to thank them. And this wasn't just in one location. This was everywhere. And to me, this is, again, a reflection on good things that can happen, good things that people can do. While casinos are asking for a bailout, you know, Chick-fil-A is out there doing the Lord's work. And maybe companies should follow the model of not serving food on Sundays, and maybe they would be prepared for not making profit for one day. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is, again, you got to commend that. You got to celebrate that because it's a good thing. It's a good thing that they're doing.
You know, and people, and, you know, oh, they only know the negative. People see that, like, oh, yeah, they're just Bible thumpers and hate gay people.
Oh, they
you
only
I mean?
Gave away 1,000. What's the matter? Their pocket's not deep enough to give away.
What's McDonald's doing? What's any of these companies doing? I saw this and I was like, man, that's a feel-good story. You know what I mean? Somebody's doing something positive.
And by the way, these Chick-fil-A's are a franchise, so they're owned by small business owners, men and women, and mom and pops.
Oh, dude, I've been watching...
To end on a funny note,
these videos have been funny, dude.
Day 5 of coronavirus, the quarantine. Why would Trump do that? Why would Trump do that to him? I was watching again.
No.
Why would Trump do that to this kid?
Why would the parent tell him stop?
Lessons learned, man.
So for those of you who haven't seen the video,
yeah, oh, there you go.
The kid takes a Nerf gun and shoots himself in the nuts.
In the gonads. In the
that
gonads.
Wasn't the nuts. That was directly in the pee-pee.
All right. Directly in the pee-pee.
That was right in the pee-pee, man.
And Timmy two times holding himself because he could feel the sting.
Oh, no, because I thought shit like that when I was a kid. Yeah.
All right, guys, so now with all this free time, are you guys making babies out there? What's going on? New hobbies? What is everybody doing now with all this time you guys got?
I know. Bert Kreischer is asking everybody to please start posting and writing about how the proteins of semen can coat the throat and defend against coronavirus. Wow. So, Bert, for those of you, Bert Kreischer's begging, please, Tim, can we do a post about this?
Tim puts his name on the
get
hat.
That racist shit out of here. Get that racist shit out of here. Get it out of here.
Sexist.
Get it out of here.
He's sexist. You can swallow cum too.
Oh, Jesus. Whoa. He's gagging. He's gagging out there.
I like how he plays it off like he doesn't do it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he sends his nasty emojis all day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was terrible. Yeah,
that was funny. Sex emojis you were sending out earlier.
So another silver lining. I guess there's going to be a lot of babies in 9 months, guys. You know, we'll let the population
grow. Yeah, we're no parents because they're going to die of coronavirus.
Jesus, oh, please.
All right. We're going to close it out. We're done. Oh, wait.
Crazy Chronicles. Any headlines?
Crazy Chronicles.
Crazy Chronicles?
I have some crazy ones.
Yeah. Missouri, right. Do it. Florida, New York.
Are we playing Guess the
Chicago.
Okay, you get guess the state. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Man who filmed himself licking an ice cream tub gets jail time.
Texas.
Oh, that was
Louisiana.
Oh, Ohio. Whatever.
Texas.
Oh, that because that's old news.
Oh. No, this just got posted.
No, but that kid did that ice cream challenge where they were filming on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's old. So the arrest finally came out, but. He did that. They were, you know, you didn't see. I brought this up a couple months ago. People were going around, going into freezers. And
oh, yeah, yeah. I remember it. Yeah. I remember
him doing it,
but I didn't know we actually had like.
No, they got arrested. Yeah.
I want to circle back around on that.
It's illegal.
First of all, when you go into the grocery store and you have to because they're all sealed in plastic.
Yes.
You have to unwrap it. You take the lid off. You lick it. You put the lid back on, put it on the shelf. When you're shopping for ice cream and you pick it up and there's no shrink wrap on it. You don't buy it. You put it back in there and you grab the one that is shrink wrapped.
They're
not all shrink wrapped. So normally the plastic
tub ones are not.
So, and remember, the whatchamacallit, there's not a lot of times there's not a seal around the top of it. There's the seal around the inside. So they were going and taking the end. Yeah, they were doing some stupid shit.
The ones that we get at Fry, the big plastic tubs that we get,
the party pails or whatever.
The party pails are not.
Yeah.
They're not wrapped. Those tops can be popped.
Whatever.
Easily.
But anyways, this kid that got arrested, he was arrested because he did it, posted it on Facebook or whatever. But what they don't show you in the video is he went back as soon as he was done posting the video, right? He basically picked the container up, put it in his cart, and he bought it.
That's
he had the
stupid.
Receipt and everything for it. But the internet police or whatever saw his video and decided they're going to make an example of him. They go, you know, they figure out who he is, go to his house and arrest him. It's just like, no, you can't do that.
If I say, for example, I posted a video of, say, doing a line of coke, but it's not really coke, and I'm like, you can't prove it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
It's not even that. But I mean, how many have you ever been in, like I was saying earlier, the grocery store, and you're like, man, I'm really thirsty, and you pick up a six pack of coke, put it in your cart, and you're walking through, you're like, man, I'm thirsty, and you bust one of the cans out, open up, and drink it right there.
The
you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if
you didn't put the six pack back.
Yeah, but he put it back for a little bit and then bought it. So technically he didn't put it back. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems kind of
trivial.
A little shifty to throw someone in jail for that.
I've never done that with a six pack, but I've definitely opened like a bag of
chips
or
some grapes.
Or I've went back when I was drinking Monsters, I'd grab an ice cold Monster as I walked in. And then when I got to the checkout line, I'm like, hey, I just grabbed this off your fridge and I need to pay for it.
You pay for the empty container because you drank it all.
Right.
But I don't know. It seems pretty.
But you know, technically, if you eat the grapes, like, you know how like you shop and you eat a couple grapes off the thing?
Oh, yeah.
You know, technically that should be illegal because
grapes are weighed.
Because it's weighed.
It's weighed. Yeah.
Right. So you're
but if you're buying apples by the, you know, per apple instead of. per pound or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you walk up with three apples and an apple core and go, yeah, I had four apples.
Right. But
by the way, if you want an apple or a banana or something, go over to the fruit section and they have a basket and it's sitting there and you get to take that.
All right. What else you got fucked up your...
So pot shops are thriving amid the coronavirus outbreak.
San Francisco, California.
You said San Francisco.
Colorado.
Stop reading your phone and participate, please.
What was the headline? Sorry, I was just responding. What did you say?
Thirsty.
Pot shops thriving amid coronavirus outbreak.
I don't know. Florida.
No, it is California. Governor Gavin Newsom sent shockwaves through the West Coast on Thursday when he officially ordered all 40 million of the state's residents essentially shelter in place. So people went out and they bought up a shit ton of pot.
No, but they, so all the dispensaries, all the dispensaries are considered medical. So they're allowed to stay open. They are considered essential needs so people can get their medicine.
Yeah, they have been deemed an essential business in the markets that have established protocol.
Yeah. That's how I read that article. God damn it.
War on drugs.
Yep. All right, here we go. This man was arrested twice in 2 days for impersonating a police officer. Officials said the 60-year-old suspect pretended to be a cop in order to avoid paying tolls.
Pennsylvania.
Florida.
New Mexico.
Tolls. Do you want to do it over? There's no tolls.
Yeah, tolls.
East Coast.
What did you say, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
You said Pennsylvania?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. I said Florida. I'll say Ohio.
Florida it is. Florida man is back in jail.
Florida man!
A law enforcement officer just days after he was arrested for the exact
Florida
same
man!
Thing.
So they actually arrested Florida man?
Yeah.
So they got him. They finally got him.
No.
You can't stop Florida man.
Okay. In this state, a man starts a street corner business selling toilet paper. But he's not selling it for money. No, he would like to do it for exchange of
sex.
What state?
Was it exchange of sex?
Exchange. No. He wants to trade toilet paper for. Okay. New Mexico.
Nope.
Well, you know Texas. The answer.
Texas.
No, I don't. Nope.
Okay, we got Texas and what? Who's yours?
New Mexico.
And New Mexico. What's yours? Come on.
Florida man.
I want to say Kentucky.
No, this would have been in California.
Oh.
We were all wrong.
Yeah,
I was basing on those shitheads that freaking stocked up everything all over Tennessee.
I thought that was Australia.
Well, they were doing it in Australia too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that woman that accidentally bought it too many. Okay, right. And last but not least,
Missouri.
I don't know if it's really a state, to be honest with you.
Oh, Jesus.
Housebound pet owners are starting to share their hilarious photos during the coronavirus pandemic, and I do have a link out there, Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the last one in there because this is actually kind of cute. There's one where there's two cats on the couch on opposite ends.
Send it to me again because
and it says
when it's restarted. I send it to me again.
And they're like specifically calling out coronavirus in their little clips. Oh my God! Speaking of, while you're getting this, I had an appointment this morning at 9:30. Scroll down some, and
it's a big schnoz.
Look at right here. So what the hell?
You want me to play the video or?
Oh, no, they're social distancing themselves.
Ripley and Casey understand the importance of social distancing.
That's pretty funny.
Little bro is working. Oh, hold on. Sorry. You went past the little caption. So there's quite a few of these. Okay. On this picture here where he's in his, little brother is working from home and wanted his cat to look more professional when he appeared in the webcam during team meetings. So instead of himself, he's using his cat.
Okay.
Hey, that's funny.
Bean is passively aggressively bored. I don't know exactly what's happening in the video, but.
Probably Bob, knocking.
Day three, Bob's and I've it. Been so lonely that I've decided to lick the dog. I mean, like the dog. So, for a little lighthearted, go out there and you can find this. There's a bunch of different videos and pictures.
I don't know why these videos aren't playing. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's okay. And they've got like little funnies to kind of go along with each of them.
We're going to close this out. The house. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Remember to stay calm out there during these hysteria. Catch us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and soon TikTok Tim.
TikTok Tim.
TikTok Tim. He's going to be doing some crazy stuff. He's told me about some of the stuff that he's going to post, so you guys aren't ready for that.
All I got to say is before we sign off, don't stay calm. Just go outside and just start screaming, Leroy Jenkins.
Exactly. I'll play that one for you just for you.
I'm going to put Tim in the back, the bed of the truck. We're going to drive down 19th Avenue and he's just going to scream it the whole time we're driving.
with some guns just shooting him up in the air like,
oh, Jesus.
Sorry. Thank God he doesn't have any guns.
Catch us all next time. Adios.
Bye. Guten Tag.